been, as an industry, been wiped off for the last, 15, 16 years. And at the moment, with a lot of talk about around the national broadband network, we seem to have a flourish of that type of talk again at the moment. The reality is the industry's flourishing and is as busy as it's ever been, more profitable than it's ever been, and renting more movies than in its 32-year history. So the numbers that we see within the Franchise Entertainment Group, and we are some 70% of the rental industry, the rental part of the industry through our Blockbuster, Video Easy brands, we're not seeing that. 170-odd million rentals last year alone across the industry. It says we're a fairly vibrant industry today.
And that's despite the evolution of new technology downloads and also the big issue of piracy. And you say the direct rental business remains strong?
Look, piracy is still one of our major concerns. You know, Video Easy, we sit on the industry body boards to try and counter piracy. Piracy continues. With faster broadband speeds, piracy is easier again. But then again, as you get better quality flat panel televisions, there's over 3.5 million high definition televisions, the piracy experience is quite substandard. So there's that competing technology of brand new flat panel high definition television with a rubbish movie being watched on it. So the real experience is the genuine experience. From a point of view of downloads, globally, and Australia lags way behind the global statistics, it's only 5% of the total rental market is downloaded. In Australia, it actually runs at under 2%. So it's a very small market. And just to put that into a little bit of perspective, in the last 10 years, our purchases of DVD discs has grown sevenfold in this country alone. So in the next 3 or 4 years that I think we're going to see more downloads, but downloads in different formats, download to mobile phone, download to iPads, download to computer, download to flat panel television. The industry will continue to grow over that period of time. So I think the industry itself has a long way to go. One very important point that we need to be cognizant of there, a Blu-ray high-definition disc comes in at somewhere around 30 to 40 gigabytes. You won't be downloading that quality in a hurry. A 3D high-definition disc, and 3D is here, it's now. This conference that I'm running at the moment has international speakers talking about 3D and its prolification into Australia. Those discs will be 60 gigabytes in size. I don't know we'll be downloading those overnight.
Would you accept, though, that the traditional rental business is still on some sort of life support because of the poor broadband infrastructure we have here in Australia?
Look, I don't know that I'd attribute it to the broadband. I'd attribute it the condition of some stores to the operators. And I've been saying for some 5 years now, I've been a franchisee of the Video Easy Group since 1995. I actually love the brand so much, the old adage, I bought it in 2005. And we've seen significant growth across the Video Easy brand. In 2007, I then acquired the Blockbuster brand. So we are 70% of that rental market share. The biggest threat to our industry is the actual mum and dad operators that don't embrace change, that don't reinvest, that have not embraced Blu-ray to the level that they should, that are not looking to put 3D into their store. And then down the track, broadband may be a threat for them, but at the moment, they are their own worst enemy.
So they're not adapting to the new digital environment that we're seeing, let alone broadband?
Some are. Some of our stores are. But we need, as an industry, to do that. We need, as an industry, to embrace Blu-ray. Blu-ray and high definition, and our stores are embracing the Blu-ray experience. The consumers do not fully understand Blu-ray and high definition. That's a big challenge at the moment. And it's a big challenge because with a Blu-ray machine, you constantly have to update that machine because it's out of date. And you need to connect your PS3 or your Blu-ray machine online to get an upgrade, a firmware upgrade. And people who aren't doing that aren't getting that experience. But it's incumbent on the video store rental people to encourage people to do that. technology will continue to change. We need to change with it. We will die as an industry if we stay doing the VHS model. We've moved on from that. We need to move on from DVD. We need to move on from Blu-ray. We need to move into 3D over the next 3 to 4 years.
And do you believe that the requirement for customer service and also 3D and other interactive technologies will still mean that people won't find downloads sufficient when it comes to getting what they want?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our stores are carrying anywhere between 2,000 and 7,000 movies at any one time on their shelves. A lot of the people who walk into the video store go straight to the new release. That's a fact. 85% of our business is driven by new release. But we do a hell of a lot of movies in the catalogue area, and they simply won't be stocked on a download model. There are 600 movies made last year alone out of Hollywood. In Australia, we took some 350 of those on our shelves. The digital model will probably take 100 to 120 of those. So if you want choice, if you want breadth of range, if you want some of those niche products, the place you're still going to get those into the future is the humble mum and dad video store, who deals face-to-face, makes a recommendation, knows what you want to watch, Peter. We know what you want to watch. We've got it on our screen. We know your history. We'll send you marketing pieces. It's not a stale experience of you talking to your computer screen. You can get that interaction.
A recent report by PricewaterhouseCoopers says the poor internet infrastructure and the burdensome download limits is prolonging the life of the DVD rental market. If you take that into account, will the traditional DVD or video store be able to adapt once Australia does move away from being a broadband backwater?
That's a really interesting point, and I'd probably give you a little analogy to that. Japan, whose physical footprint is far smaller than Australia, probably fits into New South Wales, the Japanese footprint. 50% of that market there today is still rental. 50%. So more people in Japan have elected to rent a movie, and it's a vibrant, it's a large market. It's the second largest rental market in the world. They still rent more movies in America per capita as a percentage than they sell movies. And they have that infrastructure there today. So in Australia, I think we're going to see more downloads, but I think we're going to see, as the new formats come in, we'll see another election before the broadband's rolled out. So it'll change 2 or 3 times before then anyway, in my personal opinion. I think as a rental industry, if we adapt and take in the new technologies, we're not going to be seeing 3D downloaded at 50, 60 gigabytes. Package media, forget whether you're renting it. The opportunity to buy that movie or to rent that movie will still exist in the next 5 to 10 years because of file size. James Cameron's playing with Avatar at the moment to try and get it released on 3D. He's a bit nervous because the disc size is over 60 gigabytes. So Avatar came out on Blu-ray and there was just enough room to fit it onto the disc. He held back Avatar for 5 years because the technology didn't exist to make the movie he wanted. Now he can't find a disc size that's big enough to put the 3D on. It's fascinating where that cycle goes. He will make bigger movies in the future than 50 gig, and they will not be downloaded in the quality that he wants them downloaded in. So they will be purchased as package media.
As you know, broadband is a very big issue in the election. How critical do you see the right strategy to your business and also Australia's future when it comes to not just entertainment, but life in general?
I agree 100%. Whilst not agreeing with everything Labor does, I believe the NBN is critical to Australia and critical to business. I absolutely believe in that. As an industry, I think there's opportunities. NBN is just another channel. It's not a competitor to us. The NBN is not the end competitor to us. It's a channel. If we utilise that channel to deliver movies, even with the NBN rolled out, the 170 to 180 million movies that we download, that we rent to customers each year, would not be capable of being downloaded through NBN even when it is rolled out. That's a fact of life. And that's only through the rental industry. That's not taking into account your Foxtel or your TiVo movies, your T-Box movies, your Fetch TV movies, and a myriad of other PlayStation 3 downloaded movies, Apple TV. That's not counting those movies. So the size of the internet and the speed is very important. Whether it's capable of downloading the quality and the size that we're talking in the future, I'm probably skeptical of that. I'm not aware of where the government is and what their policies are on piracy. If they're going to have a faster internet, we're going to have more piracy. Does the government support that? We're going to have more pornography. Does the government support that? They're the questions that I would ask. Is the government going to legislate stronger and tighter against piracy? And you would know there's a case before appeal at the moment on the courts from the major film studios, Channel 7, against iiNet. That will play out over the next 14 months. Will the government legislate better against pornography and piracy? They're both illegal.